There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast covering the National League, which no longer exists, and the National League South and North, which no longer exists, John.
Are we soon to no longer exist?
Well, who knows when we'll come. We'll do a couple more, won't we, John? And then that'll be it till who knows when.
It's a strange and unusual situation we find ourselves in, but there we go.
Start a football podcast, they said. You'll never run out of things to talk about. Oh.
Well,
the fun
yes,
never exactly. ends, John.
We haven't had much to talk about the last few weeks. It's been very quiet while the National League, you know, decide what to do, how the season's going to end. But now we actually officially have some news to talk about.
Yeah, we do, John. I like how they've decided the league is going to end. It's ended.
That's it. No further questions. Thank you.
Don't even look at it. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Spinning chairs. So, yeah, in case you've missed it somehow, not sure how you'd have missed it, as everybody's a big National League fan listening to this, the National Obsessives. Season cancelled. No more games. That's it.
I mean, it's. I was just saying to you before we start, press play and record, John.
The old reel to reel out.
You were too young to have recorded the charts off the radio, Johnny.
I did it on a cassette for a bit, yeah.
Did you? Yeah. We either sort of press stop or press pause, John, to get nice, easy links into each song. Or
stop, I think probably. I think I think I was probably a slightly clumsy stop.
Yeah. Do you ever make anyone a mixtape, John?
Oh, you bet.
I bet you were king of the mixtape, John.
How do you think I got into this business? I just handed over my collection of cassettes and said, when do I start?
If I was, as they say in the Lego movie, president business, I would 100%, instead of asking for CVs, I'd say, make me a mixtape on a cassette with five or six songs that you think will get me interested in you. And I want them to link and have secret deep meanings.
Yeah.
Ever seen the Lego movies?
No, I haven't. No.
Whenever I'm doing any work at all on a laptop or like on a work call or whatever, you know, like I'm 43, John, I have to keep my life going. my wife, who I've known since I was 16, whenever I do anything like that, like a business call or like the tiniest bit of writing or even like sending an email, she'd be like, oh, president business. Or if I'm reading a book, she'll be, oh, hello, professor. I mean, It doesn't make me want to do any work, John. No. Because I just get
heckled.
I just get teased.
I've not seen the Lego movie, I've got to be honest. I will watch it with my nephew if I ever see him again.
No, John, you don't need to watch it with your nephew. It's a good enough film to watch on your own. It's
really
great fun.
It's a good, very good.
Genuine mega lols.
Okay.
Yeah, very, very good. And what have we started watching this week? Ozark. Seen that, John?
No, I've heard of it. I'm aware of it, but I've not seen it.
So have I. And it's one of those things that, you know, when people tell you to watch something, and I think you're like me, John, in that you go, I'm not watching that. Someone tells me to watch it. I'm not watching it.
Well, funny you said that. I am usually, but someone gave me a tip yesterday to start watching Race Across the World. Have you seen it?
I haven't, but I've heard that's amazing. Oh, is that good, John?
I couldn't think of a show I'd be worse at doing than taking part. And you,
what
to be you fair,
well,
because
I'm assuming they're racing across the world.
Well, as a pair of good old-fashioned klutzy McGee's, we would be absolutely useless on
they
this
start
game.
A hobbycraft, John?
Well, unfortunately, it's from Mexico City to Ushuaia at the southern tip of Argentina. I don't think there's a hobbycraft on the American.
El hobbycraft.
Good luck finding a hobbycraft in Nicaragua.
Hey, hobbycraft. Where is the gaffer tape? No, I am not taping up a man's mouth, hands and feet to shoot him in the face. Hey, actually, John, in Ozark was a thing that made me think of, me and Sam think of the trip to see Jamie Reed, which ended the world.
Okay.
Changed
the world.
It did, didn't it?
It did.
We completed the world. Yeah. We met the final level boss. And then that was the end.
Yeah.
This is all just credits now. No. So, in it. So, you know how the terrible incident happened with reversing into the yellow pole, which we've discussed?
Yes.
You took photos of for me very kindly, and I decided not to pursue. I think it wasn't either. And there was a large sign.
There was a big red sign. Beware of this pole.
Anyway, so, in Ozark, John, I won't ruin it for you. I'm watching series one. He drives his car into the garage and he obviously has a similar problem because hanging from the roof, John, are tennis balls on the ends of strings.
Right.
To tell him when to stop driving.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that a good idea, John?
I mean, it depends.
All you do is you drive up to when the tennis ball hits your windscreen.
Yeah.
Stop. Stop. And I do wonder if that's what the National League have done. They've realised we're at the tennis ball.
So are you going to sort of post a load of tennis balls to Reading Council and suggest they implement it in their underground car
idea,
park at
John,
Reading Station?
As a protest.
Well, I'll tell you what you need to do. Something. I mean, this might go the same way as Whittling Live. In that it might never
that's
get
not gone anywhere, John. That's not gone anywhere.
It might
John.
Just get quietly shelved. But
I feel like you think I've followed the wrong path with why a farmer is so smelly, and when I should have gone with Whittling Live.
I was very interested in Whittling Live, but I'm slightly disappointed nothing's come of it yet. But I have
John,
faith.
If we're on lockdown till January, which is looking likely,
plenty of time.
Whittling Live will be.
You don't want to
change
yeah,
the world.
You don't want to shoot your bolt too early. But the point
exactly,
I'm trying to make
John.
Is, and I think I might record this tomorrow actually, and maybe
okay.
put it out on the old socials at some point next week. Because I've been, it's my week in the office this week for doing it on alternate weeks.
Yeah.
I'm
it's
in the office.
It's 1 week on, 1 week off, is it?
It is. And I've had to.
Does the coronavirus work alternate weeks?
I think it's having the week off this week. I'm hoping so.
You know what? If it was alternate weeks, the corona. I could take it. I wouldn't mind it.
1 week
well,
on lockdown.
Week
1 week.
Oh, 1 week
yeah.
on. 1 week off.
Is it the week? Is it the Thursday? We've got to clap.
Thursday, we've got to clap. Yeah.
No, it's the wrong Thursday. Clap. It's having a week off.
Wrong Thursday.
Yes. So I'm driving into
Sorry,
London.
Carry on.
I'm driving into central London this week into an underground car park, and it struck me that I've seen some really bad parking this week.
Oh,
some terrible
lovely.
Parking. I might do a little social media how to park because I realise I don't have many skills, but I couched it as if it was in one of those Saw films and the bloke said he was going to stitch me to another person unless I performed one skill right now, I'd parallel park. I'd do a reverse park Because I'm
what happens
really
in the Saw films, John?
Well, I've never really seen them, to be honest. Was that the human centipede where he stitches another man to?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's the human centipede, yeah.
I don't go in for those films. They make me a bit squeamish.
I don't like it, John. But it's not for me.
If I had to do one of those to save my life, I'd get in the car and reverse park. So I think I'm going to do a bit of Twitter video, how to park.
How to reverse park. It sounds like people need it, John. Yeah. I mean, I think people are driving around London like they're on holiday. Is basically, because I drive in once a week for work, and it is people just, do what we like. Because there's no one driving, so Trafalgar Square, you can just drive around a couple of times.
I drove a new route yesterday, and the sat-nav said, take the second exit at Trafalgar Square. I've been drove through Trafalgar Square. It was like Stuart Little in The Big City.
I just popped down the Strand.
I drove up the bloody Mall.
The Mall. Waving. I hope you wave. If you drive up the Mall, I think it's the law that you wave.
I think so.
It feels a bit weird, doesn't it? How I've been having days of, this is okay. And then I think what's happened is the adrenaline's run out of the whole thing. The sort of, okay, let's keep going, push on. And it's like, a little bit of fatigue. That news yesterday about the National League, I think that sort of kicked in and went, this is really serious.
This is really bad
now. All the things I like.
And so it's obviously better that they're being more honest and more serious about it than just lying and saying, like they said, there's going to be a vaccine, and they sort of made it sound like it could be available, you know, tomorrow. It's better that they're being honest, but it was quite depressing.
What if the vaccine, John? I've been trying to think of what the vaccine could be. What if it was just like a big smack in the face?
Well, that's what it was. That's the cure.
Yeah. Punch flat on the nose.
Well,
that's the vaccine.
The germs can't enter through your nasal passage if it's broken.
They won't have tried that, will they, John?
No.
No one's thought yet to say, excuse me, madam, you've got obvious respiratory problems, perhaps underlying health problems as well. Boosh.
I'll tell you what, can we call Professor Chris Whitty?
No, Chris, one will have tried it, John.
I'm sure you know what you're doing, Chris. I'm sure you're on top of this.
Hello, Chris.
Have you thought
good to get through to you.
About possibly just giving someone a smack in the face?
Not in the face, John. Just plumb on the nose.
Sorry, on the nose. Boosh. Yeah.
Like that. If the NHS needs volunteers, I'm happy to go in to be the person who tries, not to be the punched person, but I'll go in and boosh, just a few. We find work for sportsmen, for boxers and stuff.
Yeah, so Anthony Joshua, sort of like a production line of people just walking past him, a big queue as he just smacks them all in the face. Next, what? Next, next.
What if, John, the cure is a scalding hot cup of tea in the lap?
I fear that you might be sort of moving into the world of alternative medicines.
Listen, has anyone tried it, John, is all I'm saying. We have to try everything.
Give what's it called, Holland and Barrett. They go in for the old alternative treatments.
Going in. Hello, Holland and Barrett. Hello, is that Holland and Barrett? Have you tried a scalding hot cup of tea in the lap?
Oh, we better
probably
try.
Probably as useful as charcoal pills.
The National League is cancelled. They're now going to take a vote on what happens with promotion and relegation. So we'll see what happens with that.
What do you think? I think they're going to put Barrow up.
I think they probably will.
Which I sort of agree with.
Yeah,
because
I think so.
Harrogate haven't got they've got a plastic pitch, John, which, as we know, we've discussed, is cheating.
Yeah.
And Barrow are miles ahead. I don't want it to happen, but I think it's probably what will happen, and I sort of agree with it.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's probably
if only,
right.
Only to annoy Notts County.
And it's what they've done in Scotland with all the leagues, and they've just said promotion and relegation as it stands now. And there's a few unfair ones. Like I think it's Partick Thistle got relegated and they're only two points behind with a game in hand.
I heard him interviewed, the chairman of Partick Thistle, and he was saying that they are the last three or four seasons they've been in that position and they always come good at the end, you know.
Yeah.
10 games. This is the thing, it's still a lot, 30 points. You know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Barrow only 4 points. Barrow only 4 points ahead. I don't know.
They haven't taken our advice, John, to only start the league when the clocks go forward and a lot of the games don't count. I wish they hadn't taken... I'm regretting saying it now.
Well, whatever they do, I don't think anyone... You won't please everybody. It's going to be very tricky. Should we try and work out what's coming up on the podcast?
We've more or less done it.
We've basically done it. <haven't> we? Well, in this week's podcast, we're going to talk about the National League cancellation. Tick. Done that. What we've been up to, tick. Coronavirus, tick.
Done that,
I think we're gonna
bring Ozark up.
You've done that, tick. Yeah. We're gonna rewatch another classic Torquay game. It's Walsall 8 Torquay 4 we're gonna watch.
I didn't even know that game existed.
Neither did I. This is a new one. I think it's gonna be cracking. So we'll do that. Loads of lovely letters, which is great. We'll read those out and we'll speak to Michael Ashley Foff, I think, and Postman.
Let's hope, John. Otherwise, he's had a lot of build-up, hasn't he? He really has a lot of build-up. Right, John. So what are we doing first, John? What's the first thing we're doing?
Should we rewatch Walsall 8 Torquay 4?
Yes, that's a good idea.
Why not?
The National Obsession.
Right, we're going to watch Walsall 8 Torquay 4, a game which I can't even remember existed, John. I'm thrilled.
I've got some vague memories of it.
Cup second round replay.
I think this is the season before I even started supporting, so I've got absolutely no idea.
I might not remember the place. I love Charlie Oatley's playing. I love Charlie Oatley.
We're watching the one that's just over 10 minutes long. There's a couple of versions, but this one is uploaded by someone called TJS Sports. Thank you, TJS. And it's Walsall Torquay FA Cup second round replay, starting in three, two, one, play.
Who's this number seven? I wonder who this is.
Number seven, already on his way into the box of Walsall.
It's 1-0
already.
Good kit though, John. I've got that kit. I'm
nice
find
kit.
That. I'm
is that Matt Elliott in the background there? I can see possibly.
Lee Barrow?
I feel like Matt Elliott might have already gone at this point. Anyway, some woeful defending.
Hey, no, Matt Elliott's not playing here.
Walsall giving them
Scott Stamps, was it? Barrow.
That name does ring a bell. Scott Stamps.
Who's in goal?
We should get the team up, really, shouldn't we?
We need to look up the team, really, John. Look up the team while it's on.
While I'm doing this endless replay. Here we go.
That was a terrible goal. Lovely Marsh scored there. Who's this? That's Robbie Herrera, is it? Is it? No, that was Hathaway. Ian Hathaway.
Okay, I know that name.
Ooh, lovely, that was lovely. Who's this? Oh, deflection!
Oh,
yes!
In. What equaliser. A good goal. Is that Rodney Jacob? No, who's that?
Whose goal is it?
I don't know who any of these players are.
This is terrible from us, John.
It's absolutely awful.
People are just listening to us going, who's that? I don't even know who that is. Super goal. Shot from outside the box. Deflection of one of...
Richard Hancock's
goal. A rare Hancock's goal. Hancock's I love a long sleeve shirt, John. I wish they'd sell long sleeve shirts.
Oh, Walsall in behind.
Through. Oh, he's through.
Far
he's
too easy.
Goal,
oh, good save from
Who
the keeper.
Goal,
oh, it's a defensive calamity.
Oh,
it's off the line. The keeper came out
terrible.
To claim it. It looked as though it was his.
Should have scored.
Some defender came back. Is that Lee Barrow?
Myers.
Oh, Chris Myers. And then off
Scott
the line.
Chris Myers.
Off the line by someone.
Lovely. Oh,
it's only
half.
1-1 at half time then.
Two,
it all kicks
we're
off.
2-1 up. 2-1 at half time.
There's 1-1, wasn't it?
1-1 at half time.
Oh,
that was Rodney Jack.
Good chance.
Go on,
yeah,
Rodney.
That is Rodney.
Look at Rodney. I love that shirt. Long sleeves, John. It's a good look, long sleeves.
This must be his first season, Rodney. My
favourite
player.
Oh, what a dummy that was.
Sells
and then
him
he
a dummy. Has a shot.
Falls over.
Tip round the post. Good attendance
lovely.
From the Torquay fans.
Lovely to see Rodney Jack.
How did we lose
lovely
this game?
Lovely ball
8-4.
Out. Who was
that? That was Rodney
Dodo,
again.
That was, I think.
No, it was Rodney. Cross
in. From Hathaway.
Oh, it's it.
Oh, good save.
Best move of the game.
Best move of the game.
Since that said. Is it since that?
I think it is since that, yeah.
Yeah, Hathaway, lovely
good
ball
cross.
In. He was a good player, Hathaway. Really
yeah.
good.
Goalkeeper getting across.
Oh, should have. That was Hancock's again. Should have finished.
Just had the team. Hey,
oh, great
save.
Is that Dearden?
No.
Ashley Baines. He called him then.
Ashley Baines,
that was.
Good. Real pedo's moustache there. Probably best not to take that one.
That's it. There it is. 2-2.
And that
2-2.
Was
Lee Barrow. There, arriving.
Is it definitely 2-2? Oh, I think that's 2-1 to us, isn't it? Torquay take the lead. Yeah, it's 2-1 Torquay, 52 minutes.
Oh, no, it's 2-1.
No, that was Lee Barrow, yeah.
How is this 8-4, John?
It's only 52 minutes gone. What happened?
It's 2-1.
One cross in. Oh, he's blasted.
And they missed again.
They missed again. How does this all go wrong from here?
It must go extra time, John. It must go extra time. Bradley coming in on the cross. 8-4. Met it hard. 2-1 to Torquay. Hancock's has scored and Barrow has scored.
That was a really soft goal. Touched on at the far post. Ashley Baines nowhere. There's the equaliser.
Got caught out. It's a free kick. Shout out, John. It's a good one, isn't it?
Free kick. No one really picking him up. Completely free. Straight to Ashley Baines. Gets a hand to it.
This is the Donna
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah.
2-2.
Wilson. Ball in for the Torquay. And the header's gone.
And the goals again.
It's 3-2.
The goals. There they are. That's Myers, isn't it?
I've no idea.
No, who's that?
Number two. The header from the corner. Headed down. Gets above the keeper. Good attacking header down into the ground.
Really, really hit a dead ball.
Torquay fans behind the goal go mad. Good goal. I'm just waiting to see who the scorer was. Gore.
Sam Gore?
I've no idea. Al Gore?
Cut run out. Al Gore.
Not Al Gore.
What's
the unbelievable truth of that goal.
Light ball's gone from Keister. To make the difference. Light ball's
Keister's
coming
in.
On. Baines nowhere.
Surreal.
Bloody hell, Baines.
A very easy one, too, on the edge of the box. The man who's just
absolutely
come on.
Absolutely nowhere.
Surreal.
Darren
this game is
there's,
mad.
There's a footballer's name. Darren Bradley. So every
Ashley Baines just
Darren
basically
Bradley.
Fell over.
That was awful from Baines.
Yeah. I remember him being quite good. I remember him being
good.
Late
he ended up. Still coaches. 71 minutes, 3-3, John. What happens now?
What happens next?
Here we are. Walsall with a dead ball situation. Probably the light ball's made the difference since he's come on, John. Really has. Here it comes. Floated in. Oh, Baze is going to flap at this.
Oh, no. Header's gone out. Oh. No.
What's happened there? Just a
goal kick, isn't it?
Still missing, John. You'd think for an 8-4, they'd have to score that every time they went forward. Oh. Oh, no, it must. Hathaway had a shot to make it 4-3.
Hathaway had a shot which we missed. Oh, it was a sitter.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's hit the post and gone across
both
posts. They cut that bit out for some reason.
The other post and out. Extra time, John. That's how
it's 8-4.
Here
we go, first period. What's the score at the moment? 3-all. 3-all at the moment, isn't it? Oh, crossing. The foul throw. Back at the near post, straight to Ashley Baines.
Lovely volley, like a Van Basten-style volley at the back post, John.
Straight to Ashley Baines. They probably could have done a bit better. We'll see again here.
Good kick, John.
The cross comes in to the back post. Where's the
marking
again?
Across the back. Lovely volley.
Oh, he's straight to the camera.
What a lovely
92
volley.
Minutes, 4-3 Walsall. What the
4-3
hell?
Oh, Torquay on the attack.
I don't know who that was. It's a defensive howler on the halfway line. He's given it away.
Fitness has gone. Too much turning clerks.
Cross comes in.
Coming forward. It's
in.
It's 5-3.
Torquay fans behind the goal. Leaving. Furious.
Down the M6, M42, M40.
I've done walls all the way once. It wasn't great.
Have you? I've never been in walls all the way, but it's always a nice one to see, isn't
it? It was
John,
when
from the road, when you're on the motorway.
Tony Beddoe. Baze
again. Oh. Baze, disastrous there. Got to do better,
Tony
Baze.
Beddoe left us to join Walsall, and it was his first game for
Lightbourne,
Walsall.
Lightbourne, that was John. Lightbourne, I told you. Came on, made the difference.
Anyway, Torquay on the attack again. Free kick, forward. Bobbling around. Oh, it's hopeless.
Marvellous game of it.
Crew clear.
It's been a marvellous game. Thank you to Bruce Forsyth, the
crew just
here.
Passing around quite nicely.
Who's come off, do you think?
Oh
dear. They're
through
away
ball.
Again.
Beaten.
Baze. He's out of his box.
Round the keeper. Round Baze. That's it. Like, Paul Bastard. Did you see Paul Bastard? Did he see Paul Bastard?
Made the difference.
Did he see Paul Bastard behind the goal there?
I did not see him. Did we get a little glimpse?
I got a glimpse of the bastard. Look at him, just looking forlorn behind the goal.
Look at this. Came on. He's made the difference.
Wait till their next
goal,
because
we were about 2 minutes away from winning this.
6-3 Walsall. Torquay on the attack again. Corner comes in. Headed away to the back post. Cross goes back in. It's gone all the way. Headed again. And it's in. 6-4. Who's that? They're good head of hair.
Who is that? The Spaniard?
The Spaniard?
Oh, goodness me. Andy.
Yes, one for capital goal. This one for Andy Charles.
Matthew Pinto. We need one for you there, Andy Charles.
Who?
Please.
Matthew Pinto.
Fiat Punto.
Anyway, two more crew goals to come here. 6-4. Yes.
Walsall on the attack. Come through. Bays. Disastrous positioning again from Bays. That's why he ended up at Exodon, John.
Yeah.
This was a poor finish. This was a speculative effort.
It was a
effort.
Bit of a, yeah, from the outside of
look
the box.
Look at that. Oh, no,
Bays could have done better.
It's quite a good ball. Lovely Mitre Delta ball.
Helton,
there,
not Rage.
7-4. 7-4. What else we got here? Who's
put us out
now?
Of our misery. Torquay's still attacking, though. Oh, no, it's the second half of extra time. The second half extra time. Oh, good save, Ashley Bays. Point blank header from the cross.
Kept it to 7. Well done, Matt. Well done. You kept it at the 7 there. It's a good header. That's a great header. Oh, Bays, great. That's a great save. Great save from Bays there. We've done him down, John, the whole match, but superb from him there. Oh, they're going forward again.
Oh, going again. Into the box. Cross coming across. Oh, surely tap in at the back post. Oh, yeah, God. It's in.
Awful.
8-4.
It's a hat-trick, is it?
It's a painful one, that. I wonder what division Walsall were in at this point in time. Well, they must have been above us.
Here they are. Well, no one has dealt with that, John.
But don't get angry
Everyone's
about
let
it
that
now.
Go.
You've got to let it go.
Ashley Baines. What? My favourite thing is he keeps being called Ashley Baines. So we're still attacking, John.
Talking on the attack. Rodney Jackson.
Yes.
Oh, keeper comes out, clears it. That's got to be the full-time whistle, surely.
Well, there we
that's
are.
It.
That's it. The 8-4. It was in extra time.
There's
Don O'Riordan.
There's Don
O'Riordan.
There's Paul Compton.
You can buy those.
There's Paul Compton.
That was Compton then. Is that Dean Edwards on the bench? No.
That's it.
There they are.
Big
Wigan
shame.
Away was the next, was the next
missed
round.
That, missed out on the glamour
yeah,
tie.
That's it. Missed out on the glamour tie. That's it. Well, I don't know how much sense that will have made, John, but we've enjoyed that.
I think
that.
It was quite nicely shambolic.
Worth watching. Nicely Rodney Jack in the old Matteo Pinto. We'd like to know who
is that. And see if you can play a nice game of Spot the Bastard.
Lovely. That's smashing. You can see that. Yeah, that'd be great. There we are. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
We've had weeks and weeks of build-up. It's been like the FA Cup or the Champions League final, but I know it won't disappoint. We have finally on the line Michael Ashe, our postman. Hello, Michael.
Hello, John. Hello, Charlie.
Michael,
how are
fantastic,
you? On the ice to you? On the isolation, Michael?
On the isolation, Charlie.
Good stuff. Hey, how is it being a postman in these times?
Yeah, it's very busy at the minute. And strange, there's no one about, but at least everyone's in, so get rid of the parcel.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? You can't leave while you were out. You know, a parcel has been delivered for you to a neighbour. Well, shouldn't be. I'm locked down and in.
Yeah.
Are you having to do the thing that my postman's done, where it's they had to knock on the door because something wouldn't fit through the door, and they had to retreat like they'd accidentally set off an unexploded bomb and sort of ran away before I could open the door? Are you sort of working out that process?
Yeah, it's supposed to be, but people come in, see you coming from the window because they're waiting for a parcel, and they just run to the door and open it.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
So, Michael, this is a good public service announcement. What is the etiquette we should be doing with our post people?
Wait for them to knock the door, because they'll put it on the floor, parcel on the floor, in front on the doorstep, and then they'll walk back about 3 or 4 steps, and then coming out to the door and wave and say thank you.
Very good. Say thank you. That is a very good point. I hope everybody says thank you. So, Michael, you're a Solihull Moors fan. You're a Solihull Moors fan, and are you gonna miss the National League? When's it gonna come back, Michael?
Maybe never. Never coming back. I don't know what's going on there.
Oh God.
Oh gosh. Goodness me. And how long have you supported Solihull Moors?
Probably start around about Well, I used to play football on the same pitch. I'm a Birmingham City fan as well.
I was going to say, are you a Birmingham fan who's
Blue Nose, yeah.
I'm mainly a Birmingham City fan, but I've followed Sir Liam Moore since about 9 or 10. My football team used to play on the same pitch. It was always quite
good. Oh, yeah.
Crucially, do you remember the classic FA Cup clash between Birmingham City and Torquay United in the early 2000s? 2005, maybe, I want to say. No, you don't.
No, that's fine.
It's etched in my memory, but that's fine.
Hey, Michael, I know you're busy, and thank you so much for joining us on the National Obsession. Thank you for being a postman. Thank you for all the good work you do. We really, really appreciate it. When I'm clapping tonight for the NHS, I'll be mildly clapping for you as well, Michael. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much, Michael.
And we'll speak to you soon. On the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you send back a letter from a listener.
Any letters, John?
Oh, we've got... It's the one thing we can promise you this week is a bulging post sack. Thank you ever so much to all our listeners, all our
posts
for sending those. Much appreciated. We start
on
with...
On the email address, are they, John? On the email address?
On the emails at nationalobsession@gmail.com. Oh, we start with...
Hit me.
Kelvin Applin, he says, hello, fellas, on the ice and in the isolation. In the isolation. Oh. Just listened to episode 106 of the Barnet versus Torquay rewatch. I hear that you're next going to watch Walsall versus Torquay in the FA Cup. We've just done that. I was at both of those games, so I will be eagerly listening to see if I get my hat trick of rewatch games that I attended. Perhaps he can tell us who Matthew Pinto is, Kelvin, because we've absolutely no idea.
A late sub, he sounds like to me.
I was also on Soccer AM on the morning of the Barnet game as well. Great show, podcast as usual.
Fantastic.
Cheers, Kelvin. How about
fantastic.
That?
That's a brilliant, brilliant letter. Thank you so much. On the ice to him. Is he a fop, John?
I don't think he is, because he's sent some nice emails now, and I don't think he is.
It's time to crown the fop. John, say his name,
Kelvin,
and crown him.
Kelvin Applin, fop. 30-something. Two?
John, you've got the list.
It's at home.
33.
The list at home is a disaster.
Foff something, 30-something.
Kelvin, have a holding foff for now and we'll confirm next week.
Brilliant. Maybe you could let us know what it was like on the drive home from 8-4.
Foff 22, Harry Salvage, Architectural Renovations, says, hi, chaps. Enjoying the newsletter and your stories on how you're passing the time during these weird times. When scrolling through social media, this article appeared, but was upset that you guys didn't even appear in the Barrow fans section. Even more surprising that John Cleese is supposedly a Torquay fan, and it's a list of famous fans of National League clubs. And yes, we aren't in the Barrow section, which is a bit of a shame. And John Cleese...
We did that early season, didn't we, John? We did that.
It wasn't even that long ago.
The Barrow obsession for a while,
only a couple
of
months ago. And yeah, John Cleese appears as the Torquay fan. Which is a little odd because
that's just to do with isn't it? That's rubbish.
Ricky Gervais isn't a fan of Slough Town because the office was set in Slough.
But also, John Cleese isn't actually from Torquay.
He's from Western Supermare, isn't he?
I highly
recommend his book, actually. His latest autobiography is very funny.
Oh, I will seek that out. I saw you got a free copy from work, John.
I give you that copy, but much like my copy of the Champions DVD, I'd never see it again.
Actually, I will bring it in Saturday. I will bring it in Saturday and I'll leave it on your desk. Is that a good idea?
I quite like to watch it in these times. I don't think anyone's going to nick it if you leave it on my desk, to be honest.
I'll leave it on your desk, John. I'm going to put it in my bag.
No, I'm not in next week. I'm not in next week, so don't do that.
I'm not even watching it. I'll bring it in next Saturday. Remind me, next Saturday I'll bring it in. Or I can post it to you. If you want it, I can post it to you.
It's a bit of Mad Dobbs admin going on here.
Anyway, carry on.
Oh, Mark Ridley, FOF 33. So that means that I think he was the latest FOF.
34.
So Kelvin Applin must be 34 by definition.
Fantastic.
Mark Ridley. Hello, Mark. He says, hi, John and Charlie. During your most recent podcast, you suggested that Adam from Countryfile was the most famous farmer. I would strongly disagree, because surely the most famous farmer was Old MacDonald.
Old MacDonald had a farm. They said had a farm, though, John, didn't he? So I don't know if that means he still has a... Is it has a farm?
MacDonald had a farm.
I think had, and that means he no longer has the farm.
What's happened to him? Is he sold up? Maybe it's been compulsory land purchased.
We need to look this up.
Maybe it was on the site of like HS2 or something.
Maybe his farm was in Zimbabwe. Old MacDonald, he had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
Burn it down.
Burn the farm down. Give it back to the people who it belongs to. E-I-E-I-O. But also, are we saying that a fictional farmer is more famous than a real farmer?
But do you think there was one called Old MacDonald and that's what the song is based on? I don't know.
We need to look into it. The
and
Old MacDonald obsession.
Finally, Gammy Knee says, good evening, Charlie and John. On the isolation to you both. John, with regards to your I like that he does this and doesn't just send me a text message or something. Yeah. With regards to your discussions about Bernard Matthews and whether his products are still manufactured, I'm ashamed of you. In fact, the whole family is, oh God, for not remembering that your three-year-old nephew loves eating these and he attached is a picture of Bernard Matthews' turkey dinosaurs.
Always bang into those dinosaurs, the shapes.
I haven't seen him in so long. How am I supposed to know?
That Bernard Matthews content was very like the Karcher content and very up Gammy Knee Street.
It's like we're making the podcast just for him.
Well, some might say we are.
Anyway, that's your emails. Thank you ever so much.
On the ice to you, Gammy Knee. Thank you so much for the letters. We do appreciate it. I think we're going to do one more. We'll see how the league turns out, John.
And maybe we do an end of season.
We'll do one more next week.
End of season party.
Maybe do one a month, something like that. We'll do one a month until the football comes back.
We could do our end of season party at Trowell next week.
Mm, yeah, of course. Trowell's going to miss out on all this. I'm wondering if anyone's been to Trowell during lockdown. Probably.
Let us know.
Non-League Ray,
probably.
John.
Yeah, probably.
Non-League Ray would
maybe
have been
catch
there.
Up with him next week.
Oh, that was all the letters?
That's
that
all
was
letters.
The letters from a listener.
The National Obsession.
Well, lovely week, John. I went a bit dry. Hello there. lovely week there, John. Another lovely week on the National Obsession. Lovely week, John. And lovely to speak to our postman friend.
Very nice. Thank you, Michael.
Smashing. Walsall 8, Torquay 4. Watch Ozark. Watch the Tiger thing. That's amazing.
Yeah. Race across the world. Very good.
I'm going to watch that, John.
Yeah.
I think you've underestimated me. I think it'd be excellent at Race Across the World. I will watch it by next week.
Couldn't get from Reading to Torquay without a calamity, so I reserve judgment.
Well, on the ice to you, John.
On the ice,
everybody.
On the isolation.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.